Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features there totally free. Joining you this hour, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. Lots to talk about here. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you decide to make them. Now, zero tolerance is a topic that has come up before and will likely come up again. But because these ludicrous zero tolerance policies around the country at the government schools just continue to become more ludicrous, and the consequences that they have for these kids that violate them, in many cases, completely by accident. We've had all kinds of absurdities. I mean, people who've been punished for a weapons violation, for drawing a firearm.
Oh, yeah.
The Boy Scout, Eagle Scout.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife in his car in the parking lot.
Yeah. I mean, so those are just two I can come up with off the top of my head. Just absolutely ludicrously absurd.
Yeah.
You know, kids having aspirin that their parents gave them. That happens all the time.
Wasn't there a steak knife issue once?
In the cafeteria, yeah.
Well,
that's a problem.
There was a cake knife, too. And the teacher ended up, like, sending the kid home, but using the knife to cut the cake he brought with him anyway. You know,
it was a useful knife.
Yeah. I mean, it helped, but...
And now the madness continues. MyFoxDFW.com, and it's, yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth. Trophy Club, Texas. Administrators at Byron Nelson High School in Trophy Club suspended a 16-year-old boy on Tuesday because his eyes were bloodshot, as they thought he might have been smoking marijuana. No, not an unusual suspicion. Many kids find the government schools absolutely excruciatingly dull and will alter their state of consciousness in whatever way they can get away with. I remember there was one time, it didn't happen to my knowledge at least a whole lot at my school, but maybe I just wasn't in the loop for that. But there was one time when somebody brought, we had a substitute teacher in one of the classes. Somebody brought a can full of hard liquor, like a soda can full of hard liquor into the class, and it was literally being passed around the class. this hard liquor was being passed around the class in obvious view of this substitute teacher. And so, you know, this stuff happens. It's not unreasonable.
Yeah, kids in my school were a little smarter, and we mixed orange juice and vodka and, like, just sports bottles, and so it looked like we were just drinking juice.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Who's going to check you?
Well, the teachers did it, too, so we figured we would get away with it.
I had no interest in drinking alcohol at school.
No, I didn't either. It was the only time that I ever did it.
I went to a Lutheran school, so.
Yeah, I know people who did it on a regular basis. So, you know, it's not unusual, not unbelievable that they would jump to this conclusion that you're smoking pot, your eyes are red. Well, the teen said he was not high. Instead, his eyes were red because he'd been grieving the loss of his murdered father. So they came as this teenage boy was being, you know, going through the grieving process and went after this kid for this zero tolerance violation. No evidence whatsoever, of course, that he had actually possessed or smoked marijuana. Just, well, your eyes are red.
So after that quick explanation of my father was murdered, they didn't just let it go?
Well, Kyler Robertson's father was stabbed to death on Sunday. His mother honored his wishes and let him go to school on Tuesday to be with his friends. I'm sure he had a lot on his mind going to school. I'd asked him not to go to school, said Christy Fritz. Before returning to class, Kyler had to go to the office to get a tardy slip. That's when school employees accused him of being high because he had red and watery eyes. Fritz said she got a call from administrators who told her Kyler would be suspended for 3 days. She said, I was pleading with her to understand the severity of the situation, his emotional well-being. How could they do this to him at this time? What are the alternatives, she said.
Well, you know, this is what's happened here is that the employee has made some kind of, rather than doing some investigation and finding out whether the kid's talking about his father, you know, what he's saying is the truth about his father being murdered or whatever, you know, they've decided what the reason is, and they have no there's no responsibility for the decision they've made. So the fact that they're wrong, if this was a customer service issue with a company, this employee would have been reprimanded. But they're not going to be, because they're a government bureaucrat who has really little responsibility.
They don't have to apologize.
They're prison guards, for God's sake. I mean, this is
glorified.
A public school.
Some of them actually have barbed wire surrounding them, but...
So, I'm sorry, that's what it's like.
So according to the story, this is Mom again asking, well, what are the alternatives? I was pleading with her. District spokes bureaucrat Leslie Weaver would not discuss the case with Fox 4, but said when administrators suspect a student is under the influence, a school nurse will observe symptoms like their behavior, odor, and their eyes. The district does not actually test students, though. That's left to the parents. Fritz said she was told by the assistant principal that she could have Kyler tested for drugs within hours, and if it was negative, he could return to school. She did just that. Oh, that's unfortunate. Kyler was allowed to return to class after he showed school administrators a copy of his negative test results. The teen's mom still wants an apology from administrators, and she wants the district to remove the suspension from his permanent record, and she's in the process of appealing it. This is how user-friendly the government schools are. Your teenage son has been suspended for 3 days because his eyes were red. You go in and you say, look, his father was stabbed to death. Well, just give him a drug test and then we'll let him back. Fine.
Right.
I'll jump through that hoop.
You've got to pay for the drug test.
Right.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if this had been a private school, and remember what these people pay through property taxes to send their kid to school. If this had been a private school, this would likely have never happened after the reasonable story of the murder came out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you would the school would be responsible for paying to find out whether this kid has watery and red eyes because he is...
It was their accusation, yeah.
And the fact that that they found out that he wasn't on drugs at the time, an apology, oh my God, they'd be groveling at your feet.
Absolutely, but no. So instead, you come back after you've jumped through the hoop of getting your son a drug test and invading his privacy like that in a time in which this is ludicrous. This guy has just lost his father to a stabbing. And so after you jump through that hoop, then you have to appeal the suspension. It's not enough for them to just say, oh, my gosh, we were so wrong. How could we have – we're going to reprimand this nurse or whoever it was that – this bureaucrat, because it didn't say it was a nurse that made this decision. It was just some bureaucrat in the office that decided to do this. We're going to reprimand this person. We're so sorry, and et cetera, and so on. No, it's – you need to now go through this appeals process, and we'll – maybe our lords at the – you know, the school board will grant you this reprieve from having this blot on your son's record.
Well, I think this is another bureaucratic way of just pushing blame around, because that way, you know, if it stays on his permanent record for whatever reason, it doesn't get fixed, you know, it's not the fault of the lady who first charged him.
It's not the fault of anybody. She was just doing her job. She thought your son was high. She filed this report, and now it's your job to get that report taken off. This is how ludicrous this situation is. And, of course, to make matters worse, this woman who's gone through this trauma of losing her, I don't know if it was her husband, but somebody that was close to her, this young man has lost his father. In this situation, that they're treating people with such callousness. They're just, you know, when you call a bureaucrat black-hearted, these are the reasons why. I understand they're human beings, and
this is an isolated incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, everybody's dealt with this bureaucrat. Whether it's that when they don't have a responsibility. I remember I'm skipping all over the place. I remember an ex girlfriend of mine who worked for the county, and she used to talk about just how much fun it was to be snide and offer as little help as possible to customers. I mean, she'd always make it seemed like that person, for whatever reason, was a bad person. But, you know, you can imagine. You could just totally imagine if she had fun denying somebody who was that annoyed her for whatever reason service, then what is it like for the next person who's not as compliant as she is?
Well, that's why I think, like, the first step to a voluntary society is making those people work for tips only.
Well, at least for the fees that they, a portion of the fees that they generate or whatever.
All right, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy features like the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo. Meg, one of the newest additions to the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can see her there under the She Talk Live entry at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. you've shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, Mark, tell me about freedomcam.net.
From coast to coast, police power is increasing every day. If it comes down to our word against theirs, we lose almost every time. The only chance that we have of protecting ourselves is by videotaping the police and posting it online. Have your video camera ready to use at any time. They can have guns. We'll have cameras. FreedomCam.net, you can get the smallest video spy camera delivered to your door for only $49. Protect yourself and help support the Liberty Movement. Go to FreedomCam.net. Order now. Get a free laser pointer flashlight. It's FreedomCam.net.
Speaking of the police, there's a story out of the Guardian in the UK in regards to some government bureaucrats who are pretty upset about all these people sharing information on the internet. They don't really like this very much. The police and the prosecutors and the various court bureaucrats. People are starting to share ideas about how to handle court cases and, you know, strategies. Now, maybe some of them are crazy and kooky, like, you know, yellow fringe on the flag and things like that. But some of them might actually be effective. Some of them might make a difference and might make it so that someone doesn't have to pay a fine, or that it overloads an overburdened court system and makes it so these government bureaucrats have to start dismissing cases. They're getting very upset about that. And the folks over at CopBlock are reporting from the, I guess, C4SS.org site. Rupert Myers at The Guardian, in an article entitled Tricks and Cheats Are the Price of Cutting Legal Aid from September 5th, recently did a bit of hand-wringing about the role of crowdsourced law, i.e. free legal advice websites, in providing those accused of traffic and child support offenses, among other things, with handy tips for beating the system. So you can see that some other folks would be upset about this, including lawyers. The idea that, you don't really have a... You don't have as much of a grip anymore. I mean, they've still got a pretty sweet monopoly. The lawyers and their guild, the bar association that they pretty much you have to join if you want to play their little their game. They've pretty much got a good lockdown, but the grip is slipping a little bit here. Because now these people that want to get legal advice can go online, and whether they're getting it from a lawyer or not, and technically it's not legal advice unless it comes from somebody like a lawyer, but they're getting information.
Right. Well, legal education is not legal advice, and that's one of the ways that jurisdictionary.com manages mm-hmm. to do it. It's legal education.
Yeah, so it's stuff like Jurisdictionary and, you know, other websites that you could go to and get people's opinions about
Absolutely.
These things.
Absolutely. Imagine if you're an attorney, how you feel about the idea of Jurisdictionary.com or any other of these legal help things. It's cutting into, as you see it, your paycheck. It's
your marketplace.
It's shrinking the pie, as it were.
Right.
And, most Jurisdictionary is written by a guy who has a doctorate of jurisprudence. So he's more educated than your average lawyer.
Right, and I would imagine a number of these legal advice sites are, in some cases, populated by lawyers that are just willing to help people out and you know, give them thoughts and
ideas.
Well,
they've seen how many people have gone through it and just gotten screwed for no other reason than it's really hard to understand. Like, I could read a law right now and not understand what it's saying at all.
That's happened to me.
That's why they're written in legalese, because they can change the words of things or the definitions. They can change definitions for what you think are regular English words. They don't necessarily mean what you think they mean if they're written in a law. So going on with the story here, the quote from the original piece in The Guardian is, "With the capacity to share approaches to defense has come the temptation in forums to share advice, which, if followed, would result in a miscarriage of justice. Every case in which a defendant employs a sharp tactic to win a trial or exploits a loophole discussed online is one that costs the taxpayer." So trying to anger the slaves.
Using this tactic that if you for whatever reason make the system work less efficiently, the mm-hmm. inefficient system as it is, that you are costing the taxpayer. I've been told that I'm a bad guy for taking my parking ticket to trial.
Who told you that?
It was a friend I'd prefer not to mention.
Okay.
Not that I'm a bad guy, but I should not have done that because it's, you know, the money is, you're costing the taxpayers by doing
mm-hmm.
this. No,
blame
duh.
The victim.
No, duh, I'm costing the taxpayers. That's the whole point. The taxpayers are the ones sitting around doing nothing or benefiting off of this stupid system in the first place.
They're the ones enabling the system by paying into it.
Right. The only thing you're going to be able to do with this system, from what I can tell, is shocking the taxpayer out of their complacency. Some of them are not complacent, but they don't know what to do. What you need to do is create a situation where enough taxpayers, otherwise,
show them the way.
You've got, is all you've got is you're never going to have any progress at all.
Right.
Weren't the, shouldn't Rosa Parks have picked herself up and gone to the back of the bus then?
Yeah, the people that were having the revolution should have just voted themselves free from King George III.
Yeah, King George really cared about all those petitions they sent him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sent him off to the star chambers and stuff.
You're right, Mark. And this is one of the government people's tactics. They want to turn us against one another. They want to turn the little people, the people that fund them, against one another. So point the blame at the victim. Oh, it's all your fault. You didn't pay this parking ticket, and now you're taking it to court? You're just costing us. No, no. It's the government bureaucrats that are stealing that money from you who are deciding to aggress against people, and they're the ones that are choosing to prosecute. They're the ones that have chosen this.
Well, the indoctrination that they've given to people for so long that it's actually become like a statute of good to be a taxpayer. Like, you're considered a good person if you pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, then
you're
a bad person. And I just, that's so backwards to me.
It's a victim mentality. It's this slave-on-slave mentality. And I agree with you, Mark. The only way to end it is to show people the way out. We had some guys this morning here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we were broadcasting. They went to the courthouse. They did this last week as well. They go in for the portion before the arraignment. So when people are arriving for the arraignments, they're handing out these new flyers that Meg did some work on. It was awesome. They're handing out these new flyers that are basically suggesting to people that they could help overburden this already overburdened system and like push it beyond the cliffs, if you will, by refusing to take the plea bargain. That this could stop, this aggression could lessen significantly. They can drop cases. There are reasons to not take this plea bargain. But you've got to get those reasons into people's minds. You have to show them how burdened the system is. The flyer does that. You suggest to them what they should do, what the consequences might be, because there is an extra added bit of risk, so it's not going to be for everybody. But if only 5 to 10% of cases start to refuse to take a plea bargain, the court system's going to have a real tough time on their hands.
You come crashing to a halt.
Like, how would they even announce dealing with that? I don't understand how they would, take that on. It would shut it.
No, it wouldn't.
They'd have to drop cases.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to drop cases. They're going to wait for. They're going to continue to pick the low hanging fruit, which are people that will
pay.
plea bargain and pay, and they'll just they'll take the speedy trial or whatever it takes to in order to push court dates out as far as they possibly can for the people who are taking it to court, and then they'll just quietly drop them as much as they can.
Right. They'll try to make you sweat it out as long as possible. Offer you plea deals all along the way, and in hopes that you'll go ahead and take one of them. We're in a break. More coming up.
But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. locations. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free, including the archives. As I mentioned earlier, you get them going back for years, all courtesy of the good folks over at HostGator, and they are a worldwide leader for web hosting and make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And you can use our entrance, our little portal, to get in and get yourself a free month worth of hosting from HostGator. Go to hostgator.freetalklive.com to get that credit. That's hostgator.freetalklive.com. And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. So as we continue here, we're talking about the government bureaucrats and lawyers, which are kind of, in some cases, they're kind of an extension of the government bureaucracy.
They're like the little suckers on the end of the tentacle.
And some of them I like. I like. Absolutely. You know, they're very useful and they're good at what they do and for whatever that's worth. But I actually saw one of the robed men order one of our lawyer friends around the other day. He said, "As an officer of the court, I order you to do X, Y, and Z." And so it was just kind of sad to watch that happen. The poor lawyers, they always have to stand up and sit down for the judges. And it's very, very tough making the $60 to $300 an hour that they make, or whatever it is lawyers get paid.
I'm sure that money consoles them.
Yeah.
It's not $60.
Yeah, it's definitely not $60. But if they're your friend, you might get it for $60, right?
Yes.
So So we're talking about how upset they are that people are using the internet to get together and share ideas and to come up with legal strategies and do research, making it more possible, like with our friends over at jurisdictionary.com, to get yourself a little more educated about this insane so-called justice system.
Sure, if you could imagine how somebody manages to beat, you know, whatever charge it is, whether it's a speeding ticket or rolling through a stop sign or whatever, and they've got some kind of defense that worked for them at whatever court place that they worked, and it might work for you, but you wouldn't know otherwise. But the internet actually allows you to talk to these people.
So there's a report over at copblock.org citing a Guardian story from the UK, where the guy that's writing the article is just bemoaning this. Why, gasps Myers, these things might undermine the very legitimacy and effectiveness of the justice system.
Oh, wait a second. The justice system's effective? I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
It's effective if you're trying to fleece people from the money that they have, if you're
right.
The government.
Well, it's not legitimate either, by any means.
Well,
means
that would
legal.
Be up to argument, you know, to some extent. Whomever would believe whatever it is.
Not to me.
Indeed, I'm not going to disagree with you on it. Somebody might argue. But to argue that the judicial system is effective is, to me, absolutely ludicrous. Somebody, I suppose, might be able to make an argument that is more effective than other judicial systems around the world, but that
that's
doesn't
just
make
comparing
it
cancers.
Yeah.
Heaven forfend, says the writer here, that because it was, you know, so much more legitimate when it was easier for the cops and prosecutors to just railroad people into jail and fine them and etc. I don't think that, or I don't know how things are in the UK, but here in the US, the very idea of someone whining that online sharing of tricks and cheats is unfair to the poor, downtrodden cops and prosecutors is enough to make me puke. This writer from C4SS.org, the Center for the Stateless Society, the whole system is rigged so that about the only way a cop can get fired or prosecuted is when they're actually recorded shooting an unarmed person in the back and planting a gun on them or go around bragging and waving the feces-smeared broom handle that they raped a prisoner with. That actually happened.
Yep.
Even when a cop's caught on video using excessive force, they'll most likely be put on paid suspension until the police commission finds no evidence of wrongdoing and that all procedures were followed. What's more, cops have their own form of crowdsourcing, lawyering up. Police forces, just as much as prisons, are colleges of crime. The lore of police work is full of helpful hints on manufacturing probable cause for invading the homes of people cops know are guilty, despite the lack of any real evidence, perjuring themselves to obtain warrants, obtaining warrants based on coerced testimony from jailhouse snitches, training police dogs to alert on command, tricking or bullying people into giving confessions without a lawyer present.
The idea that a police dog is somehow legitimate is just absolutely ludicrous to me. The guy using the dog is the one who taught him.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog is only as good as his master. Who's to say that the master's any good?
In violation of the spirit of Miranda and using every shred of power they possess under the letter and punctuation marks of the law to harass people who fall afoul of them. At any time a cop finds another's trick or cheat, another loophole, or finds another trick or cheat, another loophole for evading the spirit of 1,000 years of common law, due process rights, and turning the Fourth Amendment into toilet paper, it will circulate among the Brotherhood faster than crib notes in a frat house. So they've been sharing ideas. Oh, let me tell you, kid, you don't do it by the book. This is the way you do it. That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you publicize police misconduct, your troubles have only begun. Never mind what the law says. If you're spotted recording a beating with your cell phone camera, you'll probably be arrested for it. And remember that time that they shot the San Francisco BART cops, the Bay Area Transit cops, when they shot that guy in the back after he'd been handcuffed and put on the ground? In front of a crowd of people, they attempted to confiscate cameras from everyone they could find.
Sure, they wanted
in that crowd.
They were trying to collect evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily they were on the BART, so it took off before the cops even realized that you know there was people on there recording.
Well, and if you post footage online of unruly cops, like terrorizing people in a bar while off duty, staggering around, publicly urinating during law enforcement day festivities, etc., you can count on anonymous death threats from the Brotherhood, or likely their supporters. As for prosecutors, in every single story I've seen where subsequent evidence exonerated a convict, the prosecutor in the case fought tooth and nail to prevent the case from being reopened. Compared to the injustice of tarnishing the prosecutor's conviction ratio in the face of an upcoming election, the prospect of an innocent person rotting away in hell is small potatoes. There's also the venerable prosecutorial practice of suppressing evidence during the original trial. take Nancy Grace, the shrill harpy of law and order and victims' rights, whose philosophy is they must be guilty or they wouldn't have been arrested. Nancy had one conviction declared a mistrial and another overturned on appeal to the Georgia Supreme Court, the latter on grounds of inappropriate and illegal misconduct in the course of the trial. Among other things, she made an opening statement in which she promised the jury inflammatory evidence she obviously knew would be inadmissible, withheld evidence from the defense, and personally conducted an illegal search accompanied by a CNN camera crew. The equally despicable Wendy Murphy, who, like Grace, parlayed her former prosecutorial background and her personal hysteria and dishonesty into a career in cheap cable punditry, made endless television appearances during the Duke lacrosse team case, in which just about every assertion of fact she made proved to be a verifiable law. I doubt this sociopath, who has absolutely no qualms about just making stuff up, was any more scrupulous when she was a prosecutor. The game is already rigged in favor of cops and prosecutors, whining about ordinary people using crowdsourced law to even the odds up a little bit strikes me as more than a little perverse. From copblock.org.
They make a great point. I can't see how it is that the people in the system are going to come up, you know, the lawyers, the prosecutors, the cops are going to come up with any way that they can, you know, have a legitimate gripe about people talking to other people about how they've managed to win their case and what's worked with, for them.
Well,
it's disgusting.
They've already come up with legitimate gripes for people not filming them, and people agree with
They're
it.
They're not.
And that's ridiculous. But, you know, they come up with these stupid things, and people believe it because they see the badge or the, you know, uniform, and they get afraid.
This is what our boys in blues need to do their job, then that's nothing's too fine for them.
Yeah, it's definitely switched from fear to adoration, and that's a scary switch.
Wait, what is switch from fear to adoration?
Well, people no longer, like, just fear the police, but that fear is switched into they, you know, fear them so much that they love them, and they can't tell
some
that
people,
it's fear.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm talking about the more hardcore who would agree with the non-filming cops and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're really afraid, because they really go about their lives, you know, at even a deep level. I think that fear has been vanquished completely, that maybe they never even had it, because they might have grown up in a police family or just around police a lot, and they see police as their friends or family members, and they're allies.
Well, wait until one of them gets arrested, and then,
that's just it. That's what shocks you back to reality is when that stuff happens. 800-259-9231. And the more stuff they criminalize, the more likely it becomes that the police are going to invade your life in a very unfriendly fashion. 800-259-9231. You take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And tonight, joining you, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
The website features a lot of different stuff, and you can enjoy it all for free. Now, if you like the fact that we give you the features on the site, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it. To get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over, become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com to get access to perks like the AMP only forum and podcast and the AMP only call in lines. And on which one of those, we have somebody on the line with us here. It's Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. Are you still from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Dennis?
I am an active member. I'm not on the board of directors anymore, but I still do what I can.
Oh, that's great. I actually just signed up for, I guess my membership expired yesterday, so I renewed for a lifetime membership.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah, so anyway, so you're calling in to talk about what?
The election results from the big New Hampshire primary yesterday.
Now, how many Liberty activists were actually, well, how many Free Staters and how many Liberty, like really Liberty-oriented candidates were running?
So I have to admit, you know, the numbers that I've got from pouring over stuff, I put together very quickly. I do have a real job in between the activism. But I count, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Free Staters, like actual Free Staters, who had primary challenges and won.
Okay, 8 win. Wow. Now, how many did not win?
Let's see here. 1, 2. Of actual Free Staters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's pretty good. So the majority of Free Staters, people that made the move to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, the majority of them that were running in primaries actually have moved on to the general election.
And this doesn't count the already, there were 24 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance people that were given, I think, 24 A pluses, and then you got to figure the A's and the A minuses that go into that. So
these are New Hampshire natives and people that have been here for a while that are liberty oriented.
And the victory was so good that that I would recommend not, we shouldn't pound that drum too loudly, because at this point you don't want the Democrats in the general election, getting all whipped up and managing to get people out to say, the Free Staters are here, the Free Staters are here, or anything like that.
Or the Republicans, for that matter. You know, and when I look at the wins, most of the Free Staters that I saw winning were the top vote getter or were in the top two or three vote gets in their district.
How many of the how many
really get in? They won handily. They beat everybody else.
Now, are these all like state rep seats that they're going for?
All of these are state representative, with the exception of one. Jim Forsythe won. In fact, won in a landslide.
Yeah, huge landslide
challenge for the Senate, which blows me away, because if you had asked me a year ago, I would tell you that the New Hampshire Senate is beyond our reach for a decade, and it looks like that is not the case.
So Jim Forsythe is not a Free Stater, though.
I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
He moved to New Hampshire for more freedom before there was a Free State project.
Mm-hmm.
He was not really involved in liberty activism until the Liberty Forum. He saw Ron Paul speak. He became a major Ron Paul guy at that point, and for the sake of a Free Stater in the Senate, I'm calling him a Free Stater.
I think you're absolutely right. It's just
he was somebody who was activated by the Free State Project.
Right.
Would you say that's an accurate
Correct.
Statement?
When I say the other Free Staters that won and lost, I'm talking about literally people who are in the Free State Project.
They made the move here as part of the Free State Project. So now, of the eight people that actually won, how many of them had run prior to this time and had lost? How many of them were on their second run?
Let's see. Not many. Let's see. There's one of them. There's a husband and wife team that ran in one of the cities, and they are heavily involved with the Republican Liberty Caucus. The wife had won and is currently in the House, and the husband didn't make it through last time. This time, husband and wife both were the top two vote-getters in their district.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And so they're both moving on to the next election.
So it's doable, huh, Dennis? Like, actually getting elected is a possibility up here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. I'm looking at some of these names. Some of them are people that, would be known, like the proprietor of Murphy's Tap Room actually was one of the winners, and he is a former director in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at folks like Seth. But Seth is one of the prominent people around here. And if you know Seth, and I don't think Seth would take this the wrong way, he knows, he's not the most, he doesn't have a Barack Obama sense about him. He's not like the guy who's going to charm people off of their feet. He's a very normal guy.
Yeah.
But, he's chair of the recycling committee in his town, and people know who he is, and they think he's not too. He did run for a couple of positions a couple of years ago. And I had this old guy. I was holding a Seth for state, for school board sign in Concord. And I just moved there. And I remember this old guy came up to me and goes, "Oh, is that guy Seth your friend?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I think he's a nut." And he storms into the thing and presumably votes against Seth. And how things have changed in the last 4 years. Now Seth is the top vote getter, or one of the top three vote getters in his district.
That's great news.
Yeah, people, I'm staying as silent as possible because I don't want to fully state what kind of incredible victory the Liberty Movement had yesterday.
Well, it's a primary, so it's not, it's a step to a victory, right? I mean, these guys are moving in the right direction. Now things get serious. It's time for the general election. But with those kind of numbers, and this really is a numbers game, with those kind of numbers, eight people making it past the primary,
four legitimate Free State Project members.
Yeah, all of whom are, flatlanders, as they call them up here, who made the move in here for to get active for more liberty.
Half the house is flatlanders.
Yeah. My question would be, did people know that these people were Free Staters?
That's a good question, Dennis.
In a lot of cases, no. They didn't wear it on their sleeve. It wasn't the big issue for them.
It's a good idea. I mean, if I were moving here to New Hampshire tomorrow, the last thing that I would do is wear around porcupine stuff, have porcupine bumper stickers on my car and all that other kind of thing. It's one thing to go out and hang out on Murphy's Tap Room on Tuesday night or to Social Sundays. It's another thing entirely to tell people that you're a Free Stater.
Mark.
I'm just,
what I usually see is that people who, they move to New Hampshire, they get involved in their community, they do some kind of volunteering, or they do something in the community, in the wider community. Those are people who they do well. And then when someone asks them, are you a freestater, they say, oh, yes. You know, I moved to New Hampshire for more freedom. I love New Hampshire, this and that. But it's not like the first thing that comes out of their mouth.
I don't see why anyone would ask you that question unless it was brought up in conversation. I mean, unless you brought it up in conversation, I don't see why anyone would ask you whether you're a freestater. Half the state is people from outside of the state. It's
so
not that big of a deal.
I want to get back to Meg's question. The question was, you said that's sad, and...
Well, I just think it's like you changed your whole life to be here, and then, you know, you don't want people to know. It's kind of...
No, that's not at all. It's not the first, like,
no, I'm not saying go out there and announce it, say I'm a free
state. Hi, my name is Dennis. I don't eat meat. No, I mean, it's if someone asks, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with that. It sounded to me like Mark was almost saying, like, I'm ashamed to be a free stater in New Hampshire.
I wouldn't tell anybody that.
I mean, if you're in Keene, then you probably should be.
Why would you say something like that?
A lot of baggage associated with it.
Well, okay. Well, the thing about that is, Dennis, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. The thing about that is here in Keene, there is actually, you know, buzz about free staters, and some of it's not good. But the reason why that buzz exists is because the people here are actually doing things that generate buzz.
Oh, yeah.
The things that are happening here are not – there's – here in Keene, you can't skulk about as, you know, this political operative that's like joining the Republican or Democrat parties and trying to make it so they don't know that you're a free stater so you can somehow sneak in, because there's been enough publicity.
You could do that.
They're going to ask
you. No, I had the weirdest experience at the polls yesterday. Like, I have no interest in voting, but at one point I was leaving and some guy asked me, like, why I didn't vote when I told him I wasn't voting. And I said, well, I just don't believe in it. And he goes, oh, you're one of the, what's your name? You know, and I was like, Meg. And he knew who I was. He said, oh, it's Meg. I've heard all about you and blah. And I've never met this guy in my life. I didn't know who he was. Sure. Like, he was some middle-aged guy I've never seen. And he knows me.
Right.
That's creepy.
The reason you should, they know me. I've had a TV show. I'm talking about somebody moving here. If you wanted to, for whatever reason.
No, you wouldn't. They'd ask you. As soon as you started...
You don't tell them the answer.
You tell them the truth, Mark. What do you... Now, that's what you're talking about,
yeah.
Meg, where he wants to hide it. And Dennis said he wouldn't hide it. He would tell the truth.
Yeah.
The Free State Project says...
How would you answer the question?
Well,
are you a free stater?
You just seem ashamed.
That's a lie, sir. That's not answering the question.
The Free State Project says that they have... It's confidential when you sign up. That means you have no obligation. What would you
if
answer...
If you say no, you're lying.
What would you answer if you said... If somebody asked you if you were an AA member?
You are a liar if you say no. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and the Liar.
I wouldn't do it here.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.